California Surfing Organization reverses course. Will allow trans surfers after pressure from competition committee. By Warner Todd Houston on May 10, 2024. An organization that governs surfing contests has told a California surfing competition that it must allow men who identify as women to compete in the women's category. The California Coastal Commission has informed organizers of the Huntington Beach Longboard Pro event that they may not discriminate against transgender athletes and has ruled that male-born Sasha Jane Lowerson must be allowed to compete in the women's category, according to the BBC. Lowerson had entered the LA competition in the women's category because the International Surfing Association, ISA, has had rules allowing those who identify as female to compete as a woman. But just ahead of last Saturday's event, Lowerson was denied a chance to compete. "I was really disappointed and surprised at being excluded," Lowerson said. "You can't cherry-pick the rulebook. If you're going to use the rulebook, you use all of it." Lowerson should not have been too surprised at being excluded. Todd Messick, the organizer of the contest, had said back on April 25 that transgenders would not be allowed to compete in the women's category and said that he was attempting to create an equal playing field for contestants. Messick said he was surprised by the amount of anger directed his way but added, "What I found too is that there was a lot of people very appreciative of me speaking up. For me, I was trying to do the right thing. It wasn't something I ever expected to have to deal with. Really, not in our little longboards community," Messick said. The organizer also insisted that most surfers are against transgender athletes. 90% of the female surfers I spoke to are in agreement, but many haven't commented. It's that sensitive," he said. The Australian Lowerson, who has also competed in the past as a man, claims to have started transitioning to a woman 3 years ago and told the media that his competing as a woman has been a non-issue in Australia. World Surf League, WSL, changed its policies to allow transgenders last year with rules that transgender women must have a required testosterone level for 1 year before competing. However, there was some pushback on the rule, especially from famed surfer Bethany Hamilton. Hamilton blasted the organization for allowing male-bodied athletes to compete as women. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.